May I speak in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. During this lockdown period, I know that some people, maybe some of you, have been turning to making protective clothing and face masks for local hospitals, care homes, and individuals. I used to really enjoy dressmaking, and one thing I learnt was how hard it can be to redo a garment that has gone wrong. If you get the initial measurements and fundamentals wrong, it never comes right. You may have to begin again. And the same is probably true of woodwork or other crafts. In that first reading that Leslie read for us today, Paul speaks about dying to sin and about new life, and also about our baptism as the start of that new life in Christ. And our gospel reading too speaks of losing our life in order to find it. So we could say that today's readings offer a tale of two selves, an old self that was crucified with Christ, as Paul tells us, and a new self that we gain when this old one is destroyed. So what are we to make of these two selves? Jesus urges his disciples to find their life through losing it for his sake. What does he mean? In today's culture, I think there's a lot of emphasis upon finding yourself. If you go to a bookshop, do you remember going to a bookshop? Although I believe that yesterday Harts was packed out. Well, perhaps not packed out because of 2 metres, but they were very busy anyway. But when you go to a bookshop and look for a Bible, you'll often find one these days under a section called spirituality. And next to the Bible, there may be many manuals on finding yourself, perhaps through discovering inner gifts. We also look for ourselves, don't we, through exploring our forebears to answer the TV program's question, who do you think you are? Just as an aside, it's a bit relevant on this Father's Day, isn't it? So happy Father's Day to all of you who for whom that's relevant. This issue of who am I is particularly important in adolescence. How well I remember longing to be one of the crowd. See, something I see afresh in the behaviour of my grandchildren, needing markers of group acceptance, the right phone, the right clothes, even the right opinions or friends. I guess we've all been there. In this week's Grapevine, Andy Colebrook has noted how pertinent such questions of identity are both in the current lockdown situation and in the political context of the Black Lives Matter campaign. And when I worked with people experiencing loss of many different kinds, it was very clear to me that a major loss or bereavement could and often did fundamentally threaten a person's sense of self. Well, the Christian gospel is very clear that through baptism, we have a sure and lasting identity as children of God. Jesus tells us that even the hairs on our head are counted. Looking around, it may not be a helpful illustration for everyone, but it does emphasize how very deeply we're valued by God. Yet the self that we have in God is not the same as the self which we might otherwise build our lives on and find our confidence in. The message of the gospel is that our true self needs to be built on the right foundation. A self built on belonging to this group or that group, being one of the in crowd, the right class, is vulnerable and ultimately false. The only sure foundation is Jesus, who showed us what it means to live as a beloved child of God. Jesus told us that following his way wouldn't always lead to happiness in the obvious sense. Sometimes It'll bring us into conflict, even with those closest to us, even with those in the group we think we belong to, as we heard in our gospel reading. But ultimately, it's only in God that we find our true self. And paradoxically, we find it through forgetting self and even human ties and focusing on serving others. Well, I started by suggesting that sometimes in craft work, we need to start again. The Christian faith has a lot to say, doesn't it, about starting again. Baptism, at whatever age, is when we declare our willingness to make this new start, to sign up, if you like, to a new contract built on sound foundations. But because this way is hard, we also recognise the need to start again each week, even each day. We do this in our services as we confess our sins and get back on track in seeking to claim our identity as God's children and to follow the path Jesus showed us. I've sometimes been asked why Christians are so miserable and go on about sin all the time. But it's so important, isn't it, that our services start by acknowledging that we need to get back on track. And sharing in communion, even virtually like we're doing this morning, strengthens us in this resolve. Although it's hard, it's actually a way of great encouragement, as I'm sure you all know. Because we know that sometimes when things seem to be going badly in human terms, perhaps when we suffer suffering or disappointment, when our human hopes are crushed, this isn't the end, but one of the many deaths that we face along the way to true life. It shouldn't really surprise us, though I guess it often does. Jesus's way led him to death. And if we follow him, there will be deaths of many kinds. But he urges us, as he urged his first disciples, not to be afraid. Paul assures his readers that if we have died with Christ, we believe that we will also live in him. And Jesus says that those who lose their life for my sake will find it. So may we all together find our true selves and our true life in and through him and through the way of sacrificial love that Jesus showed us. Amen. Amen.